This weekend, today, we celebrate Independence Day, and we acknowledge the freedom that we cherish, freedom that protects the dignity of every human being, and freedom that encourages our ability to live in right relationship with each other. Those basic qualities of the wholeness and the goodness of human life are not called freedom in the scriptures. They are given the name of peace. Peace is far more than an absence of conflict. Peace is wholeness. It is integrity. It is the perfection of life. Peace is the condition in which human beings live in right relationship with each other, in right relationship with the created universe, and certainly in right relationship with God. Peace is that condition that is the perfection of what it is to be a human being. And in all three readings today, it is that gift that we see lifted up before us. In the first reading, the reading is from the concluding words of the prophet Isaiah. It's the end of the 66th chapter. The book of the prophet Isaiah begins with announcing the coming of a Messiah, announcing the coming of one who will reestablish what is broken and torn and pulled apart. And the book ends by reminding the hearers that in the end of all of this, the final moment of all of this, peace shall flow like a river through the city of Jerusalem. And as overflowing streams, the glory of the nations will be found in Jerusalem. That the end of the story is the fulfillment of integrity, of wholeness. The end of the story of salvation is the knitting together of all that is torn and ruptured. It is returning all of creation into the hand of God. Now, in the gospel reading, Jesus sends out 72 disciples. There are three places in St. Luke's gospel where Jesus sends people out. Earlier in the gospel, he sends out the 12. Now he expands that group and he sends out the 72. And then at the end of the gospel, he sends out that larger group that are part of the Pentecost event, those 120. He sends them out as ambassadors. He sends them out as agents of peace and reconciliation. For he tells them that the first thing they do when they enter a house, the first words to fall from their lips are, "Peace to this house." May that reconciliation, that integrity, that wholeness, those right relationships be found here in this house. And then in the second reading, the reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, once again at the very, very end, the final words of that letter, Paul says to his hearers, that if you follow this rule, the peace of God, the reconciliation of God, the wholeness of God will rest upon you. And what is this rule? The rule is that one must glory only in the cross of Jesus Christ. That one must be so focused in life that the mystery of Christ, suffering, dying, and rising, the mystery of the reconciling act of Christ, becomes the center of life. And if one follows that rule, Paul says, then the peace of Christ, the reconciliation of Christ, will be present within you. Well, it is precisely that mystery of Christ that we celebrate every single week as we come to the altar of the Lord. We celebrate the suffering and the dying and the rising of the Lord. We celebrate that gift, that healing, life-giving, reconciling gift of God's peace. And you and I are sent forth, you and I are like those 72, we're sent forth to be witnesses to that peace, to be advocates for that peace, to be ambassadors of that peace, to in effect, by not so much what we say, but more by what we do, to proclaim that peace wherever we go. You and I are called to be peacemakers in that broad sense of the word, witnesses to the reconciliation of God. And we are to be agents of that reconciliation in the lives of each other.